about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there.
Our brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal. I hate TED Talks. And it's only partially sour grapes. I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca Megan Wright.
And it's Two Guys on Your Head.
Today, TED Talks.
Part of the problem with the TED Talk is they actually practice the heck out of these, the people who give them. And so they're like the best lecture you've ever heard. They're extraordinarily fluent. They tell inspiring stories designed to create intense emotion with some core concept buried deep in there. And then the people who watch them are stealing 12 minutes out of their workday when they hope nobody's watching. And watching this TED Talk. And of course, as soon as they finish, they feel vaguely guilty that they just did this at work. And so they quickly move on to the next thing without taking any time to reflect on what they just saw. And so the first problem with the TED Talk is by the end of it, you feel like you must have learned something because it felt good and because there was so much fluent speech going on. So you feel like you've learned something, but you actually don't know whether you learned something or whether you just heard somebody else who knows how to give a really good talk.
You've just watched that person understand it, and you may not understand it at all, but you feel good. But the purpose in TED Talks is not to educate. The E doesn't stand for educate. It stands for entertainment. And that's a different thing. And, you know, it's a funny thing because we often talk about in universities and primary and secondary education, you know, engaging students in learning and those kinds of things. But the mistake that people often make is that if you get somebody engaged and having a great time, then necessarily they're going to learn something when they're uncorrelated.
If you're going to learn something, you're going to have to work hard. You know, that's so I think what we want is something that's going to make us go, wow. We want this simple idea that if we just change this thing, if we just flip this switch, then that is somehow going to change everything. So the idea is that success, you know, we need to ignite people's passion for things. But, you know, the fact is there's a fair amount of stuff you need to learn to do in the world that you may never be passionate about. You still need to learn to do it in service of something else. And I think that when we tell people you know you're doing something wrong unless you're really passionate about this. And I think that there are lots of things we learn, some of which may never be an obvious means to an end, and we still need to do it. And telling people to wait for their passion is almost dangerous.
Yeah.
Because now they're going to keep flitting around looking for the topic that ignites their passion, rather than simply getting down to the business of doing something.
Well, I think one of the things that's probably we should probably say is that there's nothing wrong with a little inspiration, right? For those who are TED Talk fans who get a little zing out of, you know, watching somebody who obviously is passionate about something talk about it for 12 minutes or however long these things are. I mean, we get that.
We'll even tolerate those little side microphones.
No, you've gone too far there.
That's right.
That's not okay.
The thing is, though, it's and this is probably why we're doing this show. It has to do with creating an illusion that something that's actually very complicated can be reduced to something that's very simple.
I think there are problems that can be solved in 12 minutes. And I think that there are also internet videos that can help you to solve them. Unfortunately, most of those problems involve things like color correction in Adobe Illustrator. And formulas in Excel. And that many of the world's most fundamental problems about hunger, race, and technology can't be solved in 12 minutes. Because if they could, somebody would have solved them already.
Yeah. Usually things are complicated. And I think, you know, what has become sort of the tone of the TED Talk is an uplifting, inspirational thing. I mean, they seldom end with, we have no idea what to do about this.
You know, further research is required.
Yeah, that would not be an uplifting
ending. But actually, this issue of further research is required is actually really important. Because the thing about the TED Talk is, they draw from all sorts of different disciplines, but they draw a lot from the sciences. And particularly the social sciences and the behavioral sciences. And because they want to be at the cutting edge, they favor people who have found the latest discovery. The thing about science is that there's a very high probability that the latest discovery is false.
Yes.
That really that disclaimer, further research is needed, is deeply true. Because we're not sure if this finding is going to hold up. We don't yet know its boundary conditions. And so in many cases, if you focus, it's very easy to tell an inspiring story about a brand new piece of research when the sky still feels like the limit and you don't realize all of the things that bound that particular phenomenon. And so I think there's a real danger in any outlet that focuses on trying to make an inspiring story out of the very latest research.
Yeah.
You know, that patience that is part of science, I think also ought to count for the way that we transmit science, that we need to have some patience to figure out what is truly a contribution and what looked better than it turned out to be.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. When you're competing with presentations that come to a neatly packaged conclusion, and your message is actually, it's really complicated, and we're not really sure how that...
It depends.
It depends, mm-hmm. right? It's not appealing to most people who, with our need for closure, like to be done at the end.
And the field, and this is an interesting sociological point about the field of psychology, used to value that more than it does now. To start identifying those people who've made a contribution when they've been working for only 5 or 6 years in a field that really does move slowly and require lots of replication and lots of careful work runs the risk of having people focus on something that will grab attention really quickly. I think in the long run, the science was better served by the approach of creating an incremental science than by looking for a flash in the pan. And I think that even the science itself is beginning to reward things that are very TED-like.
Next week, we'll ask Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke why we're not that happy even when we get what we want. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.